Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. And we'll talk to Dr. Robert Murphy of Northwestern Medicine coming up in the next half hour about what seems to be, well, what certainly is the second wave, according to the experts. While that is going on, they're working on another wave of stimulus in Washington. There was a meeting today between the Speaker Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. Some progress reported. To help us get a handle on that, Democrat Raja Krishnamoorthy is on the Team Hochberg phone line. Congressman, welcome back to the afternoon news.
Hey, Steve.
So I talked to Darren LaHood earlier today. He talked about what he's after. And this was just coming as we were getting word that there was progress today and they're going to talk tomorrow. What have you heard about today's talks?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. And Secretary LaHood's a good guy. But yeah.
We should point out, Secretary LaHood is one of the few. He was a Republican congressman who served in the Clinton administration, right, as a Democrat.
Obama. Okay. And actually, he was my family's congressman for many years after Bob Michael and before. Of course, now Darren is my parents' congressman, and they call him before they call me for constituent services. But that's a separate.
Do they vote? Issue. I want to know if they vote for him.
Well, you're going to have to ask them about that. In all seriousness, what I'm hearing is that there's active talks, and I think that's really important. I personally think we should just get a deal done tonight. My constituents are hurting. My small business people need help. Families need those stimulus checks. People who are unemployed need enhanced unemployment. Benefits, I should say. And we need to get money for testing and tracing, and we need to help schools as well as states and local authorities. I mean, I'm having Republican and Democratic mayors and others call and basically say, look, we're about to present our budgets for the next year, and if we don't get help, we're going to have to lay people off, cut services, or worst case, raise taxes, which I think is a disaster during the pandemic.
You know, I asked Congressman LaHood. I didn't really get a good answer for it, but I don't understand the political play here. Who benefits from a deal before the election and who is hurt? Because it seems to me like both sides would, like there would be a benefit here. Like, there's harm, I should say, to both sides without there being some sort of deal.
I agree. I think, quite frankly, good policy makes good politics, and good policy is helping people. And when people are hurting and businesses are hurting, this is the time to help them. And so I personally think that we just have to, get everyone focused on getting to yes ASAP.
What do you think is holding it up? I know that the Republicans think Democrats are spending too much money, but I read about tax credits or funding for child care. Maybe there's a dispute over the amount of funding for state and municipal governments. What's your understanding of what's holding up the deal between the White House and the House?
So I don't know the latest, because I think they are literally talking as we speak. But, at the last call that I had, where the speaker, presented the different positions of the parties, my understanding that one sticking point is money for testing and tracing. I thought this was an issue that had been litigated before and it was done with, but the White House is still opposed to money for this, in my opinion, vital issue, which pretty much every institution is dealing which is how do we identify people who have the virus and isolate them, contact trace to determine who they've been exposed to, and then protect the rest of us.
Okay, let me play the Republican here, though. That does not have to do with stimulus to help people hurting by the pandemic or the economy.
Well, I think it kind of segues into the other issue, which I was just about to get into, which is the money for those states and local authorities is crucial, because they're having to spend a lot for the testing and tracing right now, and they are basically not having the money for the other things that are vital to state and local government services. What's more, they're not able to make up for the dried up revenue. And so essentially they're going to be in a position where they're going to have to hike taxes on those very businesses that we're supposed to be trying to support. Mm. I think it would be a disaster to, on the one hand, give these businesses, much needed aid, and then to raise taxes or fees on them or to cut vital services that they depend on. I think we should be in a position where we're helping the businesses and at the same time providing some relief so that neither property owners nor businesses nor individuals have to pay additional taxes. I think that's just a bad situation.
Okay, help me understand something then, because there was one of the reporters covering it quoted a committee chair as saying that while the Pelosi-Mnuchin talks are done for the day, the committee chairs are still talking to the White House through the day. Is that your understanding? And if that's the case, what does that mean?
Just means that they're getting into the nitty-gritty of the details. So the way these talks work is that I think that the committee chairs and their staffs, very importantly, are actually exchanging documentation with the White House, also proposed legislative language with the White House negotiators and their staff. And then I think Pelosi and Mnuchin, as principals, kind of make decisions on any areas that, might have disagreement. Because, at some places they might come to an impasse, and they just have to have the principals make decisions, and Mnuchin on behalf of the president would do that, and of course Speaker Pelosi on behalf of the House would do the same.
So I'm also hearing from, and I want to put nothing on this as far as credibility, because it's a tweet, but you might know that they've pretty much agreed on the number. They're just filling in the blanks. Have you heard anything like that?
I haven't heard that exactly, but they are so close on the numbers. I think that I would be surprised if that's really an issue. I think it's more just, making sure that there's the language meets the intent of the party. So just as an example, I'll just give you one small example.
Sure.
Like, there has to be money in there, for instance, to help some of these decimated industries, in my humble opinion. In addition to all businesses, the airlines, the hotel and hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, and others have to have some aid where, they can get some dedicated aid in addition to other industries that are just about to collapse.
So
just stuff like that, making sure so that this round we build upon what we've learned from the previous rounds in terms of any mistakes or holes or omissions, and just keeping it going.
So what happens when you agree with the White House, you've got a deal, and then you go to Mitch McConnell, who wants to spend a fraction of that? I think it's $500 million he's voting on this week.
Yeah, I think you've asked a very interesting question. I just think that, quite frankly, I don't think that they see eye to eye within their own party,
right,
on this issue. And I think it's going to require a lot of Democratic votes to support this in the Senate. And that's why it gets just slightly complicated, because, if Mitch McConnell is basically undercutting the president on his own proposal, how's that going to work when it gets to the Senate? Because he has all kinds of tools to torpedo it and just destroy it. And I think that's partly why some of these negotiations are a little extended, because I think within the White House, they are also trying to get something. I don't understand exactly why some of these issues are so complicated to just get to yes on, but I think that's part of it, part of the reason.
Raja Krishnamoorthy, thanks very much for joining us.
Yes, sir.
It helped us
understand.
We'll talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.